From NHPR, this is Word of Mouth. I'm Virginia Prescott.
It's a freelance life for us. It's a freelance life for us.
Steady paycheck.
Yeah, get real.
Chips for dinner.
That's a meal. It's a freelance life.
That's the comedy troupe Garlic Jackson performing Freelance Life, a parody of the mixed bag of freedom and uncertainty that freelancing affords. Being your own boss and choosing what you work on hardly sounds like a hard-knock life, but freelancing is not always a choice, and it's on the rise in the U.S. The Freelancers Union counts one in three American workers as independents. Other sources predict that by 2020, 50% of the American workforce will be freelancers. Nicole Deeker is. She's a freelance writer who covers freelance life for Billfold.com. Each month, she posts about her jobs and how much she earned, and she's going to give us a little peek inside the life of a freelance writer. Nicole, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Thank you. Very happy to be here.
You write very candidly about how much money you make, which jobs you get. So let's have the breakdown, if we could, for March. How'd you do?
So for March, I completed 119 separate pieces for clients. And these pieces include anything from long-form essays, like 1,500 words, or very short advertising copy pieces, like the sort of piece you might see in catalog copy. So I did 119 separate pieces. I earned $3,583.39.
At the risk of sounding like someone's mother, is that enough to live on?
It is for now. I am still relatively young. I live in a studio apartment. I have very few expenses. And I, you know, if I can pay my own way, I'm earning enough for now.
And you're in Seattle, right?
I am in Seattle.
So I imagine there are slimmer months and fatter months.
There are definitely slimmer months and fatter months. February was a slimmer month. I don't believe I broke $2,000 in February, but usually I earn between $3,000 and $3,500.
Yeah, I'm looking at $1,911 and 76 cents for February.
Yes.
So have you figured out what your typical monthly or annual salary is?
Last year, my annual salary was around $31,000 of taxable income. Mm-hmm. This year, I am hoping to beat $38,000, which is, from what I understand, the United States government's designation of middle income for a single person. Be pretty sweet.
Well, I imagine you have a lot of things to write off as a freelancer, don't you?
As a freelance writer, you don't, actually. You very rarely, for example, take business lunches. You can't properly write off your computer and your home office unless you spend 100% of your time freelancing. So if I watch Netflix on my laptop, I can't write it off. Or I could buy two laptops, but I didn't do that.
Okay, well, there goes another myth blown of the freelancer. Let's talk about the real day, or a typical day. Do you have
Sure.
a typical day, or what does that look like?
I do. I try to work from about 9 in the morning until 7 in the evening, with usually a decent-sized dinner break in there. I used to try to complete 5,000 words a day, and then my pay rates got raised, which meant I only had to complete 3,000 words a day, which actually makes the name a lot nicer. But it's pretty much you wake up, you read the news so you know what's important, you know, and then you open up your list of assignments and you start writing whatever they are.
Tell us a little bit about the variety of that list of assignments. When I was reading up on you, I see my name is Nicole Deeker. I'm 32 years old and I am one of the unsung invisible hacks of the internet generation.
Yes.
What are you writing?
I'm writing everything. The internet is full of, I mean, it's called content. That's the technical term for it. But it's really full of words. You know, every day there are words everywhere. There are advertising words. All of those emails you get, you know, some of those email campaigns, I write those. Some of those listicles that you see, like clickbait listicles, you know, the 10 best ways to do something or the 10 best celebrity wedding dresses, right? I write those things. I've written text for web pages. So if someone is starting a business and they need a web page created, I will write the copy that will go on that web page. All kinds of things.
Well, I imagine you have to become sort of an expert on things very quickly.
You really do. It's really fascinating.
It's also a little disturbing, I have to say. You know, as a reader and a consumer of content, knowing that people are just kind of adapting and churning on a daily basis. I mean, make a case for me why that works.
I actually think that's sort of how it's always been. I mean, certainly in terms of freelancers who've, you know, if you think back to Mad Men, for example, they write on all different kinds of products every day, right? The copywriters who worked in the advertising industry, mm-hmm. you know, and that's, it's, you have a very little bit of knowledge. You may not be an expert in the content area, but you have enough to complete the message that the client is asking you to put forward.
Since the listicle is kind of the language of the internet, I wonder
yes.
if you can give me your listicle on five reasons why being a freelancer works.
Five reasons why being a freelancer works.
Is five the right number, by the way, Nicole, or do you always go for 10?
Actually, the popular number is 7 for whatever reason. It's like, you know, when you ask people to pick a number between 1 and 10 and they always pick 7. So it's 7, it's 17, it's like 22. Round numbers don't do as well as non-round numbers. But I'll give you five reasons why being a freelance writer works with some caveats. Being a freelance writer works, first of all, if you are willing to work. This is not a job for the procrastinator. You know, if you've got a certain number of words to churn out, you have to sit down and write them. In many ways, it's like taking the SAT every single day. So, and being a freelance writer also works if you are, you know, willing to be a bit frugal with your life. Certainly, I mean, it's astonishing that I earn more money than a lot of people. But you also have to be sort of creative and not, you know, thrift stores are your friends and all that. So number three reason why freelance writing works is because there is such a demand for content right now. Like I said, the internet requires, you know, hundreds of thousands of new words every day. They don't want to use yesterday's words. They want new ones for search engine reasons and to capture attention. And because websites need, you know, every website now has 10 new articles a day. Where are they getting that? They're getting that from people like me. That's number three.
You don't have to do 7.
Right.
You can do as many as worth.
How about that? We'll stop at 3.
All right. If you're getting paid per piece, you just did 3. Well, I wonder about that, Nicole. Do you worry about dispersing your energy on these little pieces? You know, say you're writing 5,000 words a day. If you were putting 5,000 words a day into serious articles rather than, you know, a little piece for this here, a little piece for that there, a little piece for that there, would that be more satisfying, more of a career path you want to take? Or are you happy working with it the way it is?
I think that, you know, there's always an element, and this is true of every career, not just of freelancing. There's the stuff you do for money, and there's the stuff you do because it's interesting or because it will further your career or because you will want to do it. You know, it would be certainly lovely if the only thing I ever did was write 2,000-word essays on topics I loved and knew everything about. But that is not the reality of the business at all. So you balance the pieces you really want to do with the pieces that people are going to pay you to do. So I don't feel like my work on advertising and copywriting is taking away from, you know, my ability to write more long form essays. It's sort of like the supply and demand thing. The demand for my personal essays is just not as high as the demand for me writing email campaigns, for example.
Nicole Dieker is a freelance writer who writes about the freelance lifestyle for Billfold.com, among other places. Nicole, it strikes me that you get paid for the Billfold column, don't you?
Yes, I do.
So that's a pretty consistent paycheck for you, writing about freelance paychecks.
It is, yes. It is only, I mean, it's every piece is only a fraction of the total pay. So you have to write a lot of pieces to get the sort of paycheck that I do.
Well, I wonder if not having a steady job and steady paycheck has a kind of uncertainty and a stress. You're always thinking about freelancers that I know are always thinking what's happening 2 months from now. Does that weigh on you?
It does and it doesn't. I've very much learned to live with it. This is sort of the second year that I've been doing this. So, you know, it does, but I also know how to deal with it. I know how to hustle, you know, and once you learn how to really hustle, you're able to find something out there.
So you must have to pitch a lot of ideas, right?
I do. I pitch all the time.
So how do you deal with rejection?
It's rejection. Who cares, basically.
How about competition? I wonder about how many other friends, you know, people of your cohort, as they say, are also freelancing. Are you all going for the same kind of jobs?
We are. But the great thing about these kind of jobs is that they are they're not exactly infinite, but they feel like they are. For example, if I wanted to place an article on, you know, a major site, if I wanted to place an article on The Atlantic or BuzzFeed or Slate, it's not like there's only one article they'll ever need. They need, you know, 15 articles a day. So there's plenty of room for everyone.
Well, then, of course, there is health insurance. If you want it, you have to get it for yourself.
Absolutely.
I'm wondering how that's worked for you. Has the Affordable Care Act actually played a role in your decisions about your career or your insurance needs?
I had self-employed insurance prior to the Affordable Care Act. And then when the Affordable Care Act launched, I was very excited to learn about the opportunities available to me. And then the website was broken, so I couldn't take advantage of it. So maybe
they need to hire you to write an apology on their website.
I've heard it's working now, and I haven't checked it recently. But before the January 31 deadline, I just stuck with self-employed health insurance because I couldn't get the site to work.
Well, from what we're told, if you started the process, you can go back there. You're still covered.
I'm excited to do that. I should actually put that on my to-do list to look at it again.
You must have a pretty good size to-do list.
I have an enormous to-do list.
Well, I thank you for taking the time with us today.
Thank you. It was very lovely.
Nicole Deeker, freelance writer who writes about the freelance lifestyle, among many, many other things. You can find a link to read her blog at wordofmouthradio.org. Stay with us. When Word of Mouth continues, we're going to head into the corporate office and find out what lies beneath the income gap between men and women. First, the news from NHPR.